The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Hello and welcome to this week's World Traveler. I'm Leah Blackman with the Virginia Voice. We continue with our article from last week from the New York Times. Along the Mekong River, a timeless place where time marches on, an ancient Khmer temple's restoration draws adventurous tourists to a little-known corner of Southeast Asia, by Edward Wong, April 4, 2017. At lunchtime, we stopped at La Folie, a French-run colonial-style lodge. While our hotel was all modernist glass and concrete, La Folie had polished wooden panels on the floors and walls. It overlooked the river and faced the spine of mountains to the west. We could see that Fu in the hills. Top, a smiling 29-year-old man from Paxay, was working in the dining room. He had just started there 1 month earlier. When he found out I was from the United States, he had asked about the Ultra Music Festival in Miami. Had I heard of it? Had I been there? I shook my head. "I really want to go," he said. "My favorite DJs from around the world go there." He said that was his goal, to be a DJ, and that there were two bars in Paxay where DJs placed. Timeless Asia indeed. That evening, we took a sunset boat ride on the Mekong with a Dutch couple. Over canapes and bottles of beer lau, we spoke with Khan, a 25-year-old hotel worker accompanying us. He had begun working at River Resort 3 months earlier. He was from Paxay, he said, the son of a Vietnamese mother and a father who was Laotian and Chinese. While his mother had been born here, her parents were from Hue, the old imperial capital in central Vietnam. They had fled the fall of South Vietnam to communist forces in 1975, only to eventually settle in another communist country. "He's the original mixed Southeast Asian," Tini said with a laugh. Her ancestors, too, were from Hue, and she and her family had also fled Vietnam in 1975. They ended up deep in the American South. So went the vagaries of history. The next morning, we took a ferry across the river, followed by a bus to a river port to the south, where we hopped on a wooden boat crammed with backpackers for a ride to what is known as the 4,000 Acres Area, or Si Phan Don, on the border with Cambodia. This stretch of the Mekong was filled with small islets and rocks. Waterfalls abounded. It was here that French colonists were unable to navigate ships up the Mekong to southwest China without building a small railroad across Don Con and Don Det. We stayed for a couple of nights on the northern side of Don Con. We got a riverside room at Sengalun Villa, a more rustic place than the river resort. The narrow waterways, wooden skiffs, and palm trees swaying among the islands reminded me of the backwaters of Kerala in southern India and the Mekong Delta in Vietnam, where the Mekong emptied into the South China Sea. We spent our days biking around the island and watching the sunset from the old French railroad bridge next to our hotel. One afternoon, we hired a small boat off the southern tip of Don Con, near the old railway tracks, to see the area's famous freshwater dolphins. As we strained from our boat to catch a glimpse of the dolphins, we saw a group of monks in saffron robes sitting in a skiff. They had come over from Cambodia. Their boat flew the Cambodian flag with an image of the main temple at Angkor Wat. They sat there with umbrellas to shield themselves from the sun and pointed whenever the head or back of a dolphin poked above the water for a few seconds. The river flowed onward, passing around their boat, and continuing for hundreds of miles to the ocean far away. That was along the Mekong River, a timeless place where time marches on, April 4th, 2017. Our next article is from roughguides.com, May 13th, 2024. Often overlooked in favor of its better-known neighbors, land-like Laos remains one of Southeast Asia's most beguiling destinations. Caught in the middle of the two Indochine Wars and long isolated from the rest of the world, the country retains a slow, rustic charm and an incredibly laid-back and friendly culture. Here is our pick of the best things to do in Laos. A slow boat down the Mekong. The lifeline of this landlocked nation, the Mekong figures in every visit to Laos, supplying the fish for dinner, a stunning array of sunsets, and a route to travel along. The world's 11th longest river is a vital transport artery for both Laos and Cambodia, while its relatively unpolluted waters are an important source of fish. A slow boat trip on the Mekong River in Laos is one of the best things to do in Laos, allowing you to experience the country's spectacular natural beauty and rich cultural heritage. The trip usually starts in the northern town of Wasei, close to the Thai border, and ends in the historic city of Luang Prabang, located in central Laos. Plain of Jars. The Plain of Jars is Jing Kuang's major attraction. Huge stone jar-shaped vessels are scattered over a dozen locations on the lonely plateau around Phong Savan, fascinating and mysterious. Three major sites are easily accessible from Phong Savan and have been cleared of unexploded American bombs, UXO. Although it's still best to stay on the main path. Tong Hai Hin Stone Jar Plain is located 15 kilometers, 9 miles, southwest of Phong Savan. This site has the biggest collection of jars, numbering over 250, and also the largest jar, which according to local lore is the victory cup of the legendary Lao King Kun Zhong, who is said to have liberated the local people from an oppressive ruler. Waterfalls of the Bulawan Plateau. The lush Bulawan Plateau is known for its temperate climate and Mon Khmer minority peoples. Indeed, the name Bulawan means place of the Lavan, once the predominant ethnic group in the region. Other attractions include waterfalls, boat cruises, and for those so inclined, visits to the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Hotels and travel agencies in Pak Se offer a variety of guided tours to the region, ranging from day trips to 3 to 4 day itineraries. A good starting point for an exploration of the region is the Tat Lo, Lo Waterfall, 94 kilometers or 58 miles southeast of Pak Se. The road is paved throughout, and the journey time is no more than 2 hours. The falls drop only a few meters, but are wide and surrounded by lush vegetation. Luang Prabang. The royal capital, Luang Prabang, is one of the most intriguing, magical, and romantic cities in Asia. One of the top things to do in Laos is to visit the city that has been recognized as UNESCO's World Heritage Site. It is a treasure trove of fine old temples and boasts quiet streets lined with handsome colonial buildings. In the center of the city, between Mount Fuxi and the Mekong, is the Royal Palace Museum, which offers an insight into the history of the region. Wat Jing Tong spared wars, fires, and overzealous restorations, The jewel of temple-rich Luang Prabang is as elegant as it is historic. Close to the tip of the peninsula, on the banks of the Mekong, is Luang Prabang's most renowned temple, Wat Jing Tong. This temple, with its low sweeping roof, is built in the classic Luang Prabang style. Inside the seam, the 8 thick supporting pillars, richly stenciled in gold, guide the eye to the serene golden Buddha images at the rear and upwards to the roof, which is covered with Dhamma wheels. On the outside of the seam, at the back, is an elaborate mosaic of the Tree of Life set against a deep red background. Throughout, the combination of splendid gold and deep red gives this temple a captivatingly regal atmosphere. Kuang Si Falls. One of the top things to do in Laos is to embark on a half-day or day excursion to explore the stunning Kuang Si Waterfalls, located in the vicinity of Luang Prabang, about 30 kilometers, 20 miles south of the town, are the multi-tiered Kuang Si Waterfalls, replete with beguiling limestone formations and crystal clear pools. Food vendors keep most of the local visitors at the lower level of the falls, which can be very crowded during holidays. Up a trail to the left of the lower cascade is a second fall with a pool, which makes for good swimming and is generally quieter. The trail continues to the top of the falls, though after rain it can be dangerously slippery. Lao food. Lao cuisine may be seen as a cooking tradition and style of the entire Lao ethnic group, and is based on the consumption of sticky rice as a staple. Other essential ingredients include ga or galangal, a ginger-like rhizome with a peppery flavor, and nam pa, fish sauce. Lao cuisine has numerous regional variations, but that of Vientiane, the capital, is generally considered the most sophisticated. Popular Lao dishes include tam som, the equivalent of Thai som tam, a spicy salad made of sliced green papaya mixed with chili peppers, garlic, tomatoes, ground peanuts, crab, lime juice, and fish sauce. Another standby is lop, a spicy dish of minced meat, poultry or fish, mixed with lime juice, garlic, chili pepper, onion, and mint. Vang Vieng. Located close to the midway point between Vientiane and Luang Prabang, the tiny settlement of Vang Vieng is a convenient place to break the journey between these two towns in either direction. Set by the banks of the Nam Song, amidst a startlingly beautiful natural terrain of limestone karst, Vang Vieng originally developed as a backpacker stopover. It quickly developed a reputation as an anything-goes party town, complete with raucous full moon parties, as though a Thai beach resort had been transported to landlocked Laos. Today, the main attraction is the surrounding countryside, and the town has become an attractive, relaxed base for rock climbing, cycle tours, kayaking, and other outdoor activities, with some excellent boutique accommodation and decent places to eat. Tam Phu Kham Cave and Blue Lagoon. Tam Phu Kham, to the west of Vang Vieng, is sacred to local Buddhists and thoroughly atmospheric. The main attractions here are Tam Phu Kham Cave and the Blue Lagoon. The cave is located on a limestone cliff and can be reached by a steep path. In the cave, visitors can explore its chambers, and there is also a natural pool suitable for swimming. When planning a visit, it is recommended to hire a guide for safer exploration. If you're looking for things to do in Laos, be sure to visit the breathtaking Blue Lagoon. The stunning natural pool, nestled in the heart of the jungle, boasts crystal clear water that is simply spectacular to behold. Visitors can swim in the pool or chill out on the surrounding beach. There are also swings and a zip line for the more daring ones. Trekking. Rugged mountain forests set the scene for hikers seeking to explore the remote hill villages of the north. The countryside around the Mekong, between Kra Te and Stung Treng, is crisscrossed by an extensive network of hiking and mountain biking trails, known collectively as the Mekong Discovery Trail. It was originally developed to bring sustainable tourism to rural communities. There are village homestays available, and organized tours by bike or on foot can easily be arranged in Kra Te or Stung Treng. One of Southeast Asia's lesser-known countries, Laos is definitely off the beaten track, but it has retained its culture, charm, and traditional village life, wild jungle, and stunning atmosphere. The Nam U. For many years, boats were a major form of long-haul passenger transport in Laos, not only on the mighty Mekong, but also along large tributaries such as the Nam U. These days, a vastly improved road network and an increasing number of hydroelectric dams blocking the rivers have reduced the importance of water transport. The Nam U, a major tributary of the Mekong, flows south from the mountains of China's Yunnan province through the Lao provinces of Phong Sa Lee and Luang Prabang before reaching the Mekong upstream from Luang Prabang. It is possible to travel along various sections of the U between the new dam projects. Nong Kiao. Straddling the Nam U, Nong Kiao is the perfect place to visit for a few days. Relaxing in a hammock or exploring the surrounding area on foot or by kayak, Nong Kiao is a large village set amid glorious karst scenery, which seems to owe its existence to a bridge that crosses the river here. This place has an increasing array of guesthouse accommodations and makes a wonderfully picturesque base in which to immerse yourself in the backwaters of Laos. The aforementioned bridge is an important link in the Chinese-built Route 1, which travels from Luang Nam Thai province in the west to Xinhuang province in the east. If you choose not to travel north on the U, it is possible to secure public transport, either from Udomaxo in the west or to Sam Nui in the east. Colonial shop houses. One of the most pleasant surprises awaiting to the visitor in Vientiane is the French cultural influence surviving in the city. It is a pleasure to enjoy a breakfast of croissants and café au lait. This agreeable ambiance aside, Vientiane's most notable memorial to the French influence must be its architecture. There are numerous small residences, and not a few mansions, built in the style of the former colonial power. Many of these may be found in the older part of the town, along the riverside, appropriately designated Kwa Phi Num. Here, as by the shaded boulevards in the vicinity of Tat Dam and along Lei Zhang Avenue, the Champs-Élysées of Vientiane may be found fine examples of colonial French architecture, complete with shutters and red-tiled roofs. Tat Luang. The country's most important religious building is best seen at sunset when the golden stupa seems to glow in the fading light. Tat Luang is a striking sight and of great spiritual significance to the Lao people, considered the symbol of Lao independence and sovereignty. It is a strange and exotic structure, combining the features of a Buddhist temple with the mundane requirements of a fortress. Today, the great edifice retains a very fortress-like appearance. It is surrounded by a high-walled cloister, which is pierced by tiny windows, and access is by way of finely gilded red lacquer doors, which add to the impression of a medieval keep. Close up, however, the sacred character of the structure is unmistakable because of the abundant religious imagery. See Fondon. One of the top things to do in Laos is to visit the islands of See Fondon, a natural attraction that offers visitors the chance to witness the stunning scenic beauty of the country and gain a glimpse into the life of its more remote rural population. Whether you're interested in cultural immersion or simply seeking breathtaking natural surroundings, See Fondon is a must-see destination that won't disappoint. The Mekong River is at its widest in Laos here, close to the Cambodian border. During the rainy season, it is up to 12 kilometers, 7.5 miles across, and when the waters recede, many small islands emerge. It is from this phenomenon that the See Fondon region takes its name, meaning 4,000 islands. Fascinating and rewarding, Laos is a charming and traditional destination that is very much off the beaten path. Wat Phu. The most evocative Khmer ruin outside of Cambodia, this rambling mountainside complex dates from the 6th to 12th centuries. Ancient and magnificent, the complex of Wat Phu, literally Mountain Temple, is located on a site which has been sacred to at least three cultures. What appears to have attracted the attention of all of these civilizations is an unusually shaped mountain behind the temple, Phu Pasak. As you enter the complex, you can see the remains of palaces built by Cham Pasak royalty towards the end of their dynasty, from which they viewed the annual festivities held on the full moon of the third lunar month. An east-west axial promenade passes between two rectangular beret or bathing ponds and leads to the base of the middle level. Lao massage. Having a traditional massage at a Lao sauna is one of the best things to do in Laos to wind down and rejuvenate after a long trek. The herbal mixtures in the steam bath and the tea are jealously guarded secrets. In addition to the services of major hotels, good massage parlors can be found in major cities around the country. Traditional Lao massage can be quite rigorous, so be prepared to have every part of the body worked. That was Best Things to Do in Laos, May 13, 2024, from roughguides.com. Our next article is from laosadventures.com, Culture and Tradition in Laos. Despite its small population, Laos has no less than 68 tribal groups. About half of the population in Laos are Lao Lum, lowland Lao, who live in the river plains and mostly along the Mekong region. Officially, this group includes the Lao Tai, who are subdivided into numerous subgroups. The Lao Tung, 20-30%, or upland Lao, live on mid-altitude slopes, officially defined as 300 to 900 meters, and are by far the poorest group, formerly used as slave labor by the Lao Lum. The label Lao Sung, 10-30%, covers mostly Hmong and Mien tribes who live higher up in the mountains and which have been moving into Laos due to suppression in China about 200 years ago. Due to the lack of land and the warmer climate, the Lao Sung, e.g. Hmong, have been living in rougher mountain areas since then. They are also very known in the neighboring countries as well. There are also an estimated 2-5% Chinese and Vietnamese concentrated in the cities living in Laos. And it's getting more, especially Chinese people who come to invest and do trade or transfer forests into plantations. Laos is officially Buddhist, and the national symbol, the gilded stupa of Pha Tat Luang in Vientiane, has replaced the hammer and sickle even on the state seal. Still, there is a good deal of animism mixed in, particularly in the Basi ceremony, conducted to bind the 32 guardian spirits to the participant's body before a long journey, after serious illness, the birth of a baby, or other significant events that happen in the life of a Lao person. Lao custom dictates that women must wear the distinctive vasin, a long patterned skirt, although tribal groups often have their own clothing. The conical Vietnamese-style hat is also a common sight. These days, men dress Western style and only don the Pha Biang sash on ceremonial occasions. Nowadays, women often wear Western-style clothing, though the fascine is still the mandatory attire in government offices, not only for those who work there, but also for Lao women just visiting. Eating rice in Laos. 90% of the Lao people consume sticky rice. The basket which keeps the rice after steaming is called tikau or konkau and can be taken everywhere. Housing culture and tradition in Laos. Houses, especially the ones of the lowland Lao, Lao Lum, are built on stilts and have free space underneath that roofs a triangle wind plates on each side. There are two types of houses, single and a double roofed. How many steps on the stairs depends on the height of the house. But traditionally, they made uneven numbers, such as 3 steps, 5 steps, 7 steps, and 9 steps. Lao ways of dressing. Costumes depend on gender and age. Lao women wear the silk skirts, blouses, and scarves to attend important ceremonies. Design of Lao women's skirts. Design with upper and lower parts, not too short and not too long. The upper part over the waist. Lower part of skirt suitable, not too sexy. Attending significant events, Lao women wear scarves and coiled hairstyles. Lao men wear sarong, big, large pants, or the peasant pants to attend the important ceremonies. Pakoma is used for cleaning the body, covering the head and others. Costumes in previous periods. Arts. Laos has a long tradition of oral literature, including folk tales, children's stories, proverbs, parables, and poems. Talented narrators can recite lengthy poems, some as much as 6 hours long, entirely from memory. Lam or Kop is love poetry set to music, performed as a solo or in duets. Some songs go on all night, and sessions have been known to last for up to 72 hours. Contests for spontaneous poems and songs are also popular. Textiles. The production of woven and embroidered textiles is undoubtedly the most prolific of all traditional crafts in Laos. Produced in many different styles and dyed in a range of different colors, according to the geographical provenance and ethnicity of the weavers, silk and cotton cloth is hand-woven on traditional wooden frame looms by the ethnic Lao and most other Thai-speaking ethnicities to create the ubiquitous wraparound skirts with elaborately bordered hems, ceremonial shawls, shoulder bags, and many other articles of Lao traditional clothing. That was Culture and Traditions from LaosAdventures.com. That's all of our program for today. I'm Leah Blackman for the Virginia Voice. You can listen to this program on demand anytime at www.virginiavoice.org.